So, I went through a heavy meditative regimen recently, past few months. My job allows me to spend time at home because I work from home. And if there's no incoming calls, I can just sit around and do whatever I want. So I've been meditating, and I mean meditating for hours upon hours upon hours. I mean, I've meditated 8-9 hours in a single day. And I was meditating today, and I got super, super deep into the meditation. And I wear this, like, face mask. Like a eye mask to kind of block out any light. But today I tried it without the mask. And it was a much different experience. So I want to share with you my thoughts on something. I keep seeing things called the Great Awakening. And I haven't really looked into it. And I saw a couple of videos. And I saw this one. You know, it was one of those conspiracy theory videos. You know, they're fun to watch because, you know, it's like watching people jump up on milk crates. It's just sometimes it's fun to laugh at them. And I'm watching this one, and they're talking about Project Looking Glass and how all the timelines, all the possibilities come down to one. And so I was meditating on that. And I was like, what would cause all the timelines to come down to one, and what's going on with that? Usually I could pick out the bullshit when in a heavy meditative state. And I wrote something down on my phone using speech to text. And I'm going to read it to you real quick. Because I think, you know, if anything, it has very interesting philosophical kind of thinking, like religious thinking to it. And I'm not a religious person. Like, I don't go to church. I'm going to church today, though. Bet that. But what I wrote was the purpose of the Great Awakening. And I'll read it to you now. The purpose of life, that's a question I have been pondering over these past few months, and I believe it has been revealed to me. God is pure love. That is where the light comes from. Love is the most powerful energy. The darkness hates the light, so the darkness hates the love. The light is constantly pushing back on the darkness. The light, God, cannot make clones of himself in his current form to increase the amount of love. We are his children. We are created by the uncreated, and as children, our light must grow like our creator. So we start off as small children. And our mission is to live multiple lifetimes, learning how to love. How to love like our fathers, so we suffer. We suffer again and again and again and again to purify our spirits, so they may shine brighter, and one day possibly can shine as bright as our fathers. While we are here, we are to learn lessons, valuable ones, that we will carry on, having experienced the hurt, the pain, the agony, the suffering, and the heartbreak. Each time makes us stronger. Each time makes our light brighter. But sometimes the darkness takes hold. Our Father does not want to send us away, as he misses us when we're gone. He watches over us, knowing that if he intervenes, he is defeating the purpose in which we choose to go. This game that we're playing to purify our spirits comes with very real risks. With our ability to love, we must also have the ability to hate, which is of the darkness. So the darkness starts existing within us, because darkness is eternal, just as light. It can find its way in and spread like the worst cancers. The fallen ones, they were not banished because God was angry. They were banished because the darkness spreads quickly. The most worst of pandemics, 100% fatality rate. So below as above. The darkness is a cancer that can be fought back but never defeated. And sometimes that cancer infects his children. And they have to be removed not because he wants to, but because he has to. This is the eternal war that we are all soldiers in. We chose to come here knowing fully that we may never come home. Breaks our Father's heart every time one of us has to be sent to the pit, but he does it so we don't infect our brothers and sisters. The violence we see in the pit are our falling brothers and sisters, or you may say, the casualties of war. The darkest of dark, where you exist forever with pain and suffering and no light and no love anywhere to be found. All sins are forgivable. You will have to suffer the pain you have caused in this world. You will experience the direct and indirect pain that you have caused throughout your life by a fold of 10. Ask our Father to be made pure, and we will suffer the fire to burn away the impurities like silver. And when we are pure, our Father will be able to see his features reflected from us. The visitors here are not only here to protect us from ourselves, but to sterilize us if we go too far into the darkness. Because darkness spreads quickly. Our planet is under quarantine. That's why we are seeing increased UFO activity. We're sick. Love is fading and darkness is spreading. That is why the awakening is happening. We're being told to wake up because we're in danger of losing all of you. So we have to wake up. The trial is over. The ones of you that have been corrupted by darkness, I'm sorry. The ones of you that have seen the light and know of the purpose or willing to still continue will be taken. So I will leave that with you. Process it. Take it as you will. These are just opinions. You can accept it or not. You can agree or not. You're your own person. If it rings with you, then it rings with you. If it doesn't, then it doesn't. But just know I love you all. Every single one of you.